who wants to...
You off.
Well, you're normally the person that talks.
Me? Okay, well, then I'll go. I think that the fire might have something to do with, like, gods or, like, something like that. Because, you know, like, it's... I feel like it's, like... It's, like, letting them see the shadows and it's letting them, like, have light and be warm. Like,
yeah.
And then I think, like, the cave might have something to do with, like, all the darkness in the world, like, all the sin, and then, like, the real world is, like, happiness or something. And so, like, when he's, like, been sad for all this time, and then he goes into the real world, and he's kind of confused because he's been in a state of darkness for so long.
See, what I think about, like, the shadows and the fire, I think they're kind of linked together, because what those prisoners see is what they believe true, so I believe that the cave is, like, the actual world, and what the prisoners see as a shadow is the accepted truth, and what the... And what that one prisoner sees when he goes outside is actually the real truth.
So then when he comes back and tries to tell his friends, they can't grasp the concept because that's all that they know.
And then the inability to talk is how us as humans can't work together.
I said, like, all the different
we're
languages.
We're all stubborn.
I think it's because even if you know somebody your whole life, they don't really understand you.
Okay. Y'all can go on and totally shoot me down for this, but this was just, like, what I thought about, and I know it's probably, like, way far off, but I don't know if any of y'all know the song Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer, and it says, like, when they own the information, what you get is what you got, and so I think it could even be, like, people who are, like, behind what's actually going on in the world, and, like, they tell you that certain things are happening, and that could be the shadows, but you know, like, and you think that's true, but in reality, like, other things are going on that you don't know about, and, like, the cave could represent, like, the darkness, like, how you're, like, being left in the darkness and you don't know what's, like, really going on.
That's what I said. And, like...
But not with, like, a god, but, like, the fire would be, like, the people controlling, like, the... Like, for example, like, the government.
Like, the source really of where you're getting the information. And the shadows
and
is
then,
what you grasp as the truth.
Yeah. Because it's, like, somewhat what it is, but...
Not really. That's
what
it's distorted,
not.
Distorted, because
yeah.
It's like, what? And then... They go into the real world. It's like, oh, this is the truth. I'm going to go tell my buddies.
And then
they don't get it
because
they're
so far off.
And yeah.
Like, that shouldn't be happening.
Because, like, the shadows, it's like, they said they can't make out what the shadows are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, like, the shadows are something, like, what they're trying to
and
figure out.
I also
they can't quite get to
put the different people, like the prisoners represent, like, the different people, like, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people of different, like, maybe, like, cultures, like, languages, like, and that's why they wouldn't necessarily be able to communicate with each other. I don't know, I'm probably, like, way off. It's probably
maybe
about, like,
just,
some,
like, you said the stubbornness.
Yeah. We're stubborn. And then I personally thought the change was kind of, like, because we, as a species, kind of have a fear of change
mm-hmm.
in general.
Mm-hmm. Like, restricting yourselves.
Yeah, so it's kind of, like, well, it's both a mental thing and a physical thing, because that's what you're told, so that's what you believe, so that's what you grasp.
2 minutes.
And then the fear of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I have
the real
a
world.
Different view on it. I saw the being chained to whatever they were chained to as, like, life, and then when he gets let out, that's, like, heaven, the afterlife, sort of. And then he, like, comes back to tell his friends, but he can't because he's in heaven, they're on earth, they're still alive.
Yeah,
what would
I
that
agree,
make the fire
agree,
in the shadows?
I agree. What?
What would that make the fire in
the
shadows?
The fire. What I was gonna. I agree with Claire. I think the cave is the world, and the outside world is heaven. And so the fire would be like God, maybe, and it's or God's, and it's creating the shadows. Like, it's making the shadows. Of what the prisoners are seeing, and the same thing, the chains are life. So when you don't have any chains, you're dead. And the same thing when they try and come back and tell them, they can't.
I disagree.
I kind of disagree. Like, I get where you're coming from.
I think the prisoners are like us as humans. They're like puppets being controlled, and the chains are like their restraints. They're being told what to do, and what they're supposed to do, and they're being shown what they're supposed to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, back to what you said, I think that the shadows are hints of, like, what's to come, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because, you know, like, they can kind of see what it is, but they can't make out the actual picture. So they just have, they're guessing on what is...
What's after.
Yeah, what's after.
Okay.